Good morning, everybody. What a fantastic day. You're all very welcome to the first day of the first ever University of West Florida's Founders Week.
Howard Reddy, Vice President for University Advancement, welcomed those gathered in front of the T.T. Wentworth State of Florida Museum on a windy, chilly morning.
And this week, in Founders Week, we are celebrating our history. We celebrate our beginnings, our history, and most importantly, our future.
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward was the leadoff speaker and talked about viewing the 17th Street Railroad Trestle, a.k.a. the Graffiti Bridge, which was decked out for the occasion.
Coming underneath the trestle and seeing the Argos, the logo, and what University of West Florida means to Pensacola is just really amazing.
UWF manages 28 properties over 8.5 acres downtown, creating what Hayward calls a synergy between the two. If a city does not have academia as part of its fabric, said the mayor, then it's hard for that city to prosper.
The Innovation Institute is now calls its home on the corner of Belmont and DeVillers. The statewide Florida Small Business Development Center at the Haas Center, and of course, the Museum of Art on Jefferson and Main Street is now part of UWF. There's so many incredible things with the University of West Florida.
Today, we are proud to celebrate the founding of UWF in Escambia County. As we know, the university has demonstrated time and time again that they can create generational change in their surrounding community, providing higher opportunity education to students here in Escambia County.
Also on hand was Lumen May, Escambia County Commissioner and UWF class of 1996, to crunch a few numbers and speak of the school's support of community.
Today, we have over 88 degrees, 13,000 students. Together, UWF students, faculty, and staff have worked annually with 206 unique community organizations, including school districts, the Red Cross, and many other nonprofits. We must continue to promote our university, to keep it vibrant, to keep it active.
UWF President Martha Saunders provided some more numbers regarding the university's relationship with its home city. Since opening its doors 51 years ago, West Florida has awarded almost 97,000 degrees, and it's anticipated the 100,000 mark will be reached sometime this year.
They are our teachers. They are our accountants. They are our nurses. They are our entrepreneurs. They are our engineers. They are our scientists. More than 34,000 of our alumni have chosen to make this place their home.
As for the new banners representing the school, Saunders says the iconic Nautilus shell remains the official emblem.
The chambered Nautilus is a seashell, but it is also one of the most classic examples of patterns that build on what came before. It symbolizes the power each of us has to build on what came before and to impact the community and the world.
Then it was time to unveil the new logo and the blue and green flags which will adorn campus.
Today, we are painting Pensacola and Escambia County blue and green. Oh, is it time? Yes. How about that?
Other Founders Week events include an Argo Day of Service on Tuesday and Argos Bleed Blue and Green on Wednesday. On Thursday, it's the UWF Day of Giving, the grand opening of University Park Center on Friday, and the Blue and Green Spring Football Game on Saturday. More information is at uwf.edu. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.